Ted Cruz, conservatives to hold West Virginia rally against H.R. 1, the Corrupt Politicians Act. By Sean Moran on March 20, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and conservative activists will hold a rally at the West Virginia State Capitol Saturday against the Corrupt Politicians Act. The Council for National Policy Act will host a rally at the Charleston, West Virginia State Capitol at 1 p.m. Eastern. The rally will feature conservative leaders to rally against H.R. 1/S.1, the For the People Act, which the leaders refer to as the Corrupt Politicians Act. The legislation already passed the House. The rally will feature Senator Ted Cruz, Eric Berger, co-founder of Free Roots, Jake Hoffman, president and CEO of RallyForge, Ken Blackwell, board member of CNP Action and former Ohio Secretary of State, Kelly Shackelford, chairman of CNP Action, and president and CEO of First Liberty Institute, Mike Thompson, senior vice president of CRC Advisors. The rally precedes a hearing on the bill held by the Senate Rules Committee on March 24. The rally would presumably work to lobby Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, a moderate Democrat and swing vote in the 50-50 split Senate. Manchin support or opposition to the Corrupt Politicians Act could help pass or tank the legislation as it works its way through the Senate. The Corrupt Politicians Act is 791 pages long and would enact a massive transformation of America's electoral system. The legislation would federalize control over congressional elections, declare that standard state and local maintenance of election systems, such as purging ineligible voters from voter rolls, limiting vote by mail, requiring voter ID, and establishing rules against felons voting, would erode the right to vote, restrict lawsuits against the rules in H.R. 1 to the federal court system, which is, coincidentally, favorable to Democrats, establish online and automatic voter registration, protect illegal immigrants from prosecution if they vote, establish same-day voter registration, register minors to vote, mandate early voting, establish nationwide vote by mail without a voter ID, and allow ballots to be counted 10 days after Election Day. Senator Cruz said this week the Corrupt Politicians Act is the most dangerous piece of legislation before Congress. He explained, "It is the single most dangerous piece of legislation before Congress. What I call H.R.1 is the Corrupt Politicians Act. It's the number one bill. It's not about COVID. It's not about vaccinations. It's not about getting people back to work. It's not about getting kids back to school. It is about ensuring that Democrats remain in power and control for the next 100 years. It is a radical bill. What does it do? It federalizes all elections. It strikes down every election reform protection at the state level. So photo ID laws. Right now in a lot of states you've got to use photo ID to vote. The Corrupt Politician Act strikes that down. It sets up automatic voter registration, which would result in millions of illegal immigrants, and criminals, and felons being able to vote. The Democrats believe if illegal immigrants and felons are voting, that benefits the Democrats and keeps them in power. Not only that, it mandates universal mail-in balloting, it mandates ballot harvesting. This is all designed to facilitate fraud." Follow Breitbart News for more coverage of this hearing. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.